What's going on, Brady?
Take What's two. Up?
What's going on, Brady?
Oh, there it is.
What are you talking about? Getting the
What's
music.
What's going on, Brady?
Getting the music that you love so much.
He's surfing over there.
This is why nobody likes me, right? Is that why? This is why nobody
That's
likes
it.
Me.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Monday Mirages.
Monday Mirages. What's going on?
Love Monday Mirages. Favorite segment of the week. Question one. The Patriots offense yesterday dialed back your concern about a lack of Rob Gronkowski. Real or mirage?
Is that a joke?
Are you really going to set him up for this?
Is that a joke? I have no concerns now because that offense looks so good. I'm like, whoa, just give them the Super Bowl trophy now. This offense looks so pedestrian, it would not surprise me if they were one and done when it got to the playoffs. And they're going to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The only thing they got going in their favor is they're going to have a bye week the first week. Otherwise, they could lose that game. I'm telling you, no, I don't like the way the offense looks without Gronkowski. I don't like the way the offense looks without Amendola. I don't like the way the offense looks without Gronkowski and Amendola at the same time.
Have you ever seen the offense without Amendola? I know, I mean, I'm talking about recently. He just got hurt yesterday. We haven't seen the offense without
him. This is why I'm in first place in the fantasy league, Rich, because I know more football than you guys.
Oh, is that why?
I'm telling you.
You didn't even know you had a team until 3 weeks ago.
Well, that's true. They are in big, big trouble.
Oh, whatever. I'm not letting you drag me into this again. But I will agree with
you. Let me drag you into it. Go ahead.
I will agree with you only in the sense that I say mirage as well. And there's no way of knowing what that is. That's the Rams. The defense isn't bad. The offense is horrible. Kenny Britt just decided he wasn't going to catch any passes yesterday, even though they were all thrown to him. But as far as the offense goes, I don't think anything was proven yesterday. It's going to be a tougher road to hoe to get to the Super Bowl without Gronk.
That's what we
already knew that.
Congratulations to Jeff Fisher for getting a 2-year extension for having the most losses out of any coach in football history. I don't know why he got an extension. He must have pictures.
Did you see when he couldn't find his challenge flag?
Yes.
Yeah. He's got this massive ski parka on. By the way, Bill Belichick against Jeff Fisher in the last 3 meetings, Belichick has outscored his team's 130-17.
My teams have outscored Fisher's teams like 50-10. How does this guy keep a job? I have no idea.
And he got an extension.
And it's not the fact that he just has the most losses out of all the coaches in football history, because you know who number two is? It's Tom Landry, and he's a Hall of Famer. But
yeah, you just have to be around long enough.
Yeah, just have to be around long enough, exactly.
So we agree that's a mirage.
Yeah, that is a mirage. Big-time mirage. It's a lie.
Monday Mirage question two. The Giants proved yesterday they are a fraud that don't belong in the top tier NFC talk.
Why? Because they won 6 in a row and they finally lost a game and they didn't have a good game? Get out of here. What's wrong with you? Pittsburgh finally showed up. Roethlisberger's healthy. I mean, stop it. Giants have a damn good defense. No. Don't knock them. They're fine. You can't win every game. 6 in a row. What, you can't go by the 6 in a row they won? Just throw that out the window? What's wrong with you people?
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely real. Giants are not going anywhere. They might make the playoffs because of those 6 in a row. I suspect Dallas is going to come into the Meadowlands and crush them, beat them.
There's
a chance they won't, but everything I believed in with the Giants is that they can win a lot of games 16-13. That's what I believed. But what I saw yesterday from that defensive line, Pierre Paul gets hurt. That's a huge blow. They carted him off. I mean, there's all kinds of problems in my mind for the Jets moving forward, because if that defense is going to be what they were yesterday at Heinz Field, then they're in a lot of trouble.
Question three in Monday Mirage.
What are you eating, by the way?
I'm not eating anything.
Oh, okay.
Bud Selig deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, real or mirage?
We talked about this. It's got to be real. I don't know what you're putting on him about the steroid use. Again, that's not his call. He is merely a employee to the owners of Major League Baseball. Who do you think owns it? These multi-billionaires, Rich, they want what's in the best interest of not a Major League Baseball, but what's best interest for them. And the same thing goes for the NFL owners and the NBA owners. These commissioners work for the owners. So for you to say, or anybody to say, that you know it's his fault that the steroid use got out of hand, or it's his fault that they canceled about the World Series and stuff like that. No, he doesn't call the shots, Rich. He doesn't call the shots.
First of all, he was commissioner for 17 years. That automatically puts you in the Hall of Fame unless you completely destroyed the sport. And that's the black and white of that. If you're commissioner and you run it relatively smoothly over a 17-year period and the league comes out
He's an owner,
upright,
too. He owned the Milwaukee Brewers,
He did,
too.
Which I always thought was a little strange. Well, did you find that to be a conflict of interest?
Yeah, that he was able to double dip,
He gave it to his, he signed it over to his daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, it's in the family. I always thought that was the oddest thing.
But he, again, another reason why it was tough for him to go against the owners was he was an owner himself. That's why.
Right. I mean, created interleague play, added two wild card teams, did a couple of good things. The steroids thing hangs over him a little bit. The Expos thing hangs over him, although it shouldn't because there was nobody in the park.
That's not his call.
Nope.
Yeah.
The strike in 1994, canceling the World Series.
Yes, that hurt the Expos.
There's also some collusion history with Bud Selig in the late 80s. And some people say it even went up into the early 2000s. He did do a lot for the game, but it really, didn't he
is only on the owners.
Didn't he just make rich people richer? Baseball was worth $1.2 billion when he took it over. Now it's worth $9 billion. So, yes, he grew the game, but he made rich people richer.
And that's what he's supposed to do.
That's what he did his job, in other words.
Collusion can only be done by two parties, and those are the owners, not the commissioner's office. So the owners are the ones that collude to do bad things. That's where that comes from.
Monday Mirage's question four. The College Football Playoff Committee got the Final Four right, real or Mirage?
Can we have a maybe on that one? There's no winning that conversation. That's what's so great about this now that they've expanded the field to four for the third year. It's just, what else did you hear on the radio? It's just as if there was no NFL games played yesterday.
Well, they got it right, only for the fact is that, you know, they'll have Alabama one. They left Washington number four, which I'm kind of surprised, because if they moved to Washington number three, then the people from Seattle could drive to Arizona and see the game, because that's where the 2-3 is in the Fiesta Bowl. So I was a little surprised about that. Yeah, they actually did a good job, because Penn State, though, we've made the Big Ten championship irrelevant, because the winner didn't get to go, the loser did nothing, and we took Ohio State instead of the two teams that went there, and we almost took Michigan in, had Washington lost, so we would have taken two teams out of the Big Ten, and neither one of them would have been in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, Penn State beats Ohio State, wins the Big Ten, doesn't get in. I mean, but you also can't lose to Michigan by 39 points or whatever it was.
49-10, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's... I feel like they did the best they could. I wish it would expand to eight, but that's for a conversation later on.
They did the right job. I mean, there was, other than Penn State, and you can't take Penn State for the two losses, like you said, and the 49-10 loss. So they did exactly what they had to do.
Yeah. It's always amazing to me the people that argue to say Penn State won a conference championship, so they deserve to be in. But those are the same people that will tell you in the NFL when a division winner is 7-9, they don't deserve to host a home game. So, like, which side do these people
want? Yeah, but Washington got in because they won their half and won the conference, because the only thing negative about them was their out-of-conference schedule.
Right, but they only had one loss, and they won a conference championship.
Right, to USC, but that saved them. Winning their half and winning the Pac-12 championship, without that, they don't get in.
So I'll say real. I mean, I'm on the fence there, but you have to say something.
Real. Yeah, it's real.
Monday Mirage's question five. We just talked to Kyle Glazer less than an hour ago. He's live at baseball's winter meetings. You get excited for baseball's winter meetings, real or mirage?
No, a bunch of drunks with red noses just partying up a storm and let's talk trades. No, I don't
What's
get
wrong
excited.
With that?
I don't get excited.
Sounds like
at
most
all,
events in our life.
Rich, you probably is.
No, I don't really get excited about it until, I mean, the holiday thing to the Yankees was sort of exciting, but really I'm waiting for the big balls to drop. Where's Encarnacion going?
McCutcheon, so what?
Really? See, what do you mean, so what? Where Andrew McCutcheon lines up is kind of significant.
He only batted 256 this year.
I know. He absolutely did.
That doesn't mean anything, though, because he'll just pick it back up once he gets traded.
Now, for me, spring training is more real than Mirage. But this is I need to see big names leaving town and joining other
teams. But that's going to happen here.
Eventually.
So that's going to happen this week.
Okay,
the winter meetings are 1 week long.
Okay, so is the question, you get excited overall for winter meetings or right now?
You get excited overall for winter meetings
week. Still don't do it.
I'm changing it. Real.
No, yeah. I still don't get excited over
it. Encarnacion walked out of this signed out of this week.
Real.
Yeah, no. Carlos Beltran is signed. Matt Holliday is now signed.
Don't you care? Yeah, Beltran goes to the Astros. Doesn't that interest you at all?
No, because you know what it is? So many people are moving teams. So many people are getting, you know, you knew it was. There's so much free
Your
agency.
New York Mets are going to make a trade this week.
I just, you know what, just when the dust clears, just let me know, and then let's get the spring training. Right now, I'm all into the NFL. I'm all into college football. I got college basketball going on. I got a third of the NBA season. I can't deal with the baseball offseason, too.
Now,
give
I'm
me
ready.
A break. Jeez.
With 2 inches of snow, I'm ready. Let's think baseball.
If you're not excited for the winter meetings, then you're wrong.
Wow.
And that is real. Monday Mirage is also over, and that is real.
Now you know why I hate baseball.